I think it's an indication of a few things. The one, of course, is the issue of respect. The other is about the community around the school and how community feeds into the school and how our communities, being in themselves violent, the violence is spilling over. But I'm at pains to say I don't believe they've only been 50. Mm. I think there are many that go unreported for a variety of reasons. Sometimes people are just, shy. They don't want to be exposed as people that have been challenged by a child. Mm. It's embarrassing. But also, sometimes you want to just get it over and done with, and you want to minimize the issue as opposed to blow it up any further. But it is a problem. It's a growing problem, not only in the Western Cape, but in every province as well.
Mm. Yeah, I definitely think, especially a lot of residents looking at the issue of, as you mentioned, one of the factors as to why this is happening is the respect issue. Some people are saying that, in the past, you used to have this corporal punishment system where a teacher was allowed to at least beat or strike a child if they were, misbehaving in class. But since that has been taken away and taken out of the classrooms, the respect and the discipline that we've seen from learners has deteriorated over the years. Do you feel like that's something that plays a part?
No, actually, I don't believe that it was because of corporal punishment that we had discipline. I think discipline comes from many, many different things. And just imagine if teachers could hit their children, and you would see that it could end up in a mass blow up with today's situation. And so it is good that there isn't this retaliatory hitting, because we've never condoned it. We don't want to, and we ask our teachers not to lash out, even sometimes when they feel they should. And I can guarantee you that many feel they should, but we've seen more and more discipline in terms of personal discipline coming. Mm-hmm. What we need to do is to look at what we should be doing between the teachers, between the children, between the school, the community, and then the department. So there are many people that should be involved in it, but we can't do it alone as teachers. Teachers cannot change the child on their own if they don't have support from the parents, from the school, and from the broader community. Mm.
I definitely think it's a situation of, that discipline and respect starts at home. It's not something that the teacher can necessarily instill on their own in kids. But you, earlier you mentioned that, you feel that the figures are much higher than 50, and it's because, some teachers would maybe feel embarrassed to admit that they were challenged or attacked by a student and by a child. So how common is violence actually against teachers in schools across, not just the Western Cape, but across South Africa? And, do you believe that teachers actually feel safe in the classroom?
I think it varies from area to area. There are thousands of schools where incidents such as this just never happen. Then there are schools where other types of bullying of teachers happens. We tend to think that these incidents are located only in your poorest school, mm-hmm. in your schools in township type areas, etc. But that's not true. In your mink and manure schools, the type of bullying is just simply different. Threats, etc., are common. And we see varying types, even cyberbullying happening, that is not as visible as when there's an all-out attack. But throughout the country, there have been incidents. And thank heavens, they pale into insignificance when you think of the sheer number of 22,000 to 23,000 schools, and you think about 450,000 teachers, and we're talking about a few hundred. But those few hundred matter, because it is not the impact on the one that matters. It's the impact that is visible to the class of 40 when this happens in a class. The respect that they lose, the story that they tell outside that breaks down that teacher even further. So the impact is much greater than 50 or a few dozen per province. It is that it breaks down the entire system eventually.
Mm. Now, this is obviously something that's very serious, because teachers essentially shape the minds and the lives of the next generation. And if they don't feel safe in the classroom, then they can't do their job properly. But you mentioned earlier that, it's not just a matter of the teachers. It's, parents playing their role. It's the department playing their role and the schools playing their role as well. So what is a few things that can be done better to, really protect teachers at school from all levels, and to instill more discipline in students, to respect their teachers a bit more from the parent level, from the teachers, the school level, but from the department level as well?
I think I want to talk about it on a few different levels, starting with the teacher. We say to our teachers, you have a job to do. Your job primarily is the children. Forget all the other noise. It's about the children. And the children will remember if you've treated them well, if you've been firm but kind. And that is what we want to see. We don't want teachers to get into the body space of children either. Secondly, of course, we need an ethos of discipline at a school. Where these incidents have happened in many, many times, it is the school discipline that has started going down the hill. And the rot starts from the top. If there is no culture being inculcated from the top with the teachers into the schools, you're going to find incidents like this happening. And then to the parents, don't come to school fighting for your child when all that is being done is that you are being called to address an issue. If you come with the attitude that your child could never do wrong, believe me, you will rue the day, because it will come back to you one day. Because what schools are trying to do is to stop a problem, and if parents try and cover up a problem, the parents eventually pay for it. And we see more and more of that, where parents want to defend their children to the hilt before even having heard what has happened. And then, of course, it is about the community. We need to be standing together, to be correcting children, not to be condoning wrong around us. If we turn away, somebody else is turning away from our children. And unless we stand together, we are not going to win. As teachers, we say, if we change one child into a better person, we've changed an entire generation, because that child will have children one day and will have a family and will spread it further. So it is something about working at it every day.
What do you feel can be done better from the Department of Education? I mean, we're speaking about 50 teachers, yeah, specifically in the Western Cape. So from the Western Cape Education Department's perspective, what can be done better from that side?
I think we need to relook at staffing at schools. First of all, overcrowding, and of course, this whole reduction of staff. And then also look at types of specialist staff, like your teacher counselors that have just disappeared over the years. We don't have them. We have itinerant people who are trying to cover 20, 30 schools with advice and so on. But it is not the same as having somebody on the premises. We need to have teacher counselors where early warning systems can be detected, early intervention can happen, post something happening, we can have follow-ups and so on. And without that type of support structure, we will continue limping along, pretending that we are making a big difference. But it is about people, and it is about being present in the moment and assisting. When a teacher counselor comes in from a head office and comes 3 days later to investigate an incident, it is too late. The horse has bolted. And that is what I want to encourage most of all, not in the Western Cape only, but in every province. We need to see more teacher counselors being appointed at our schools.
Now, I know earlier you just touched on, parents coming in guns blazing, trying to defend their kids, sometimes defending the indefensible. But I'd just like you to perhaps give us one last message to, the parents out there. Because a lot of parents perhaps experienced corporal punishment in the past, and they feel like your teacher shouldn't be able to do something like that. And now when they have their children at school and the kids get accused of whatever it is, and the teacher would potentially like to speak to the parents will come in and as you mentioned, my little angel can't really be doing anything like this. So again, what would your message be to parents. I know you mentioned it before, but I'd like you to just repeat it, because I feel like that's something that's extremely important, because like I mentioned before, you know, discipline starts at home, and all those teachings and values get instilled at home. So that's where the foundation is laid.
At first, I want to say teachers want parents to support their children, but support doesn't mean defending the indefensible. Support means coming to school when there are parent-teacher meetings, coming to school to support your child in the good things, but also coming to school to correct your child when things go wrong. We don't want an absent parent. We want an engaged parent. But an engaged parent can't only be engaged for those times when you come to fight about your child. And if you cultivate a relationship with your child's teacher, believe me, your child will turn out to be a better child even then.